Hey, I'm doing just fine. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, interesting night last night. What's your take in what you saw here in the state of Michigan?
Well, obviously, it was a fascinating night. It's been a fascinating 3 weeks. I think a lot of people thought the presidential primary on the Republican side would be over by the time we got to Michigan. There are a lot of media station advertising people who were thrilled with the last 3 weeks. It was good for Michigan's economy. It was a good race. Rick Santorum and Mitt. They fought. For 3 weeks. Mitt. Eked out a win. It was a good night for Mitt. I think it was probably Rick Santorum. Probably believes it was a pretty good night for him last night. It means the race is going to continue at least for a few more weeks.
You have told me on this program a couple of times that you're a realist. Do you really think that any of the Republican candidates can beat Barack Obama?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I think especially Mitt Romney is probably the best candidate to beat Barack Obama. I think yesterday there were some predictions. I've not seen them, but I was talking to a reporter last night who was telling me that the economic predictions are that the unemployment rate is going to start creeping back up. You've got gas prices going up at the same time that you've got a president who has said, we're not going to do the Keystone Pipeline. You've got one of the leading Democrats in the Democrat-controlled Senate, Chuck Schumer, saying and asking the Saudis to pump more oil. And you've got other Democrats saying we're going to open up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to lower gas prices. When gas prices hit $4 a gallon, maybe in the next week, maybe in the next month, there's going to be a lot. Once the campaign switches between the vision that the Republican candidate has for bringing our economy back, where our strategy is on energy and those kinds of things, and we start holding Barack Obama and Debbie Stabenow accountable for what they have done, a Republican stands a very good chance of winning this race.
Let's look into the future. Let's say you beat Debbie Stabenow and you're a Michigan United States Senator. What would you do to help the gas price situation here in the state of Michigan?
Well, I think you can't just do that, obviously, the state of Michigan, but you're going to do it nationally. You've got to start putting in place long-term strategies that will increase the availability of energy resources in the United States. It is about using fossil fuels. It is about making sure that we don't shut down coal. It is about expanding drilling for both natural gas and oil. It is about expanding refinery capabilities, and it is about, I think someone told me the other day that in California they're running on 14, 15 different blends of gasoline when they come into the summer. It's about simplifying the regulatory environment, and in the long term, hopefully we can stabilize and lower gas prices. It's not going to happen overnight.
And Pete, that's my next question for you. Why can't we just have one blend of gas?
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, you and I both know that, sometime in, around May, the refineries are going to go from winter blends to a whole series of summer blends throughout the Midwest. We're going to see a spike in prices. And it's like, why don't we just go from a winter blend to a summer blend? And the people in Chicago, the people in Detroit, the people in Holland and Grand Rapids, we're all burning the same blend of gasoline. It doesn't make that much difference.
All right. As the United States Senator from Michigan, how are you going to get the president to change his mind and get that pipeline from Canada built? Or do you believe it should be built?
Oh, absolutely. I think the pipeline should be built. Why wouldn't we want to get more oil from our friend and our neighbor up north, Canada? Like I said, yes, I think in the last 24, 48 hours, Chuck Schumer is calling for us to get more oil and for the Saudis to expand and increase their production. And it's kind of like, hey, Senator Schumer, you're part of the majority, the Democrat majority in the Senate. Talk to your president. Start building the pipeline from Canada, and we can get oil from Canada, and we don't have to go begging to the Middle East. absolutely I would build that pipeline. The Canadians are going to develop that oil. It's either going to come to the United States or they're going to put an elbow in that pipeline, take a 90-degree turn, and they're going to ship it to the coast, and that oil is going to go to Asia. Have that oil come into the United States. I think that with the appropriate energy strategy, you can see North America become energy independent. Not, you know, maybe not America by itself, but Canada, the U.S., and Mexico are in a pretty good position to become energy independent. That is good for all of us.
Well, you know, Pete, so many folks have said the same thing, but there's no action done on this. The president is just doing what he chooses to do, and he's got a Democratic Senate to support him. How do you change that?
Well, no, I mean, you really can't. I mean, the president, and the president is doing things. The problem is the president's doing the wrong things. EPA is coming out with new rules and regulations on emissions from coal plants. So you're going to see a whole long list of coal plants that are going to be start to be shut down. You have the president who said we're not going to build the pipeline. The president is slow walking permitting for new drilling and these types of things. People in the Republicans in the House, they're trying to pass legislation that will permit the pipeline and all of that. But the bottom line is if the president doesn't want the pipeline, he will stop it. If somehow Congress forced the bill through and it became a law to permit the pipeline, there would be legal challenges. The Justice Department would have to defend against those legal challenges. This president would take a walk on that. Congress can't make the president build a pipeline he doesn't want to build. You've got to change the occupant of the White House.
All right, final question for you. Earlier this morning we had Randy Heckman on, who's also running for Debbie Stabenow's seat. And I told him that everyone we've talked to has basically said there's no way that he can beat you. And he obviously disagreed with that and said he's coming for you.
Hey, Randy's a good friend of mine. We're going to do some events together over the coming month or so, talking about the challenges that we face as a country, talk about the differences that he and I may have in terms of addressing those. Randy's a good guy, I'm sure he badly wants to be the nominee against Debbie Stabenow. He's fighting an uphill battle. We're doing everything to make sure that at the end of this process, Randy and I are still very good friends, and that he will support me after I win the nomination.
Congressman, we always appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks. Have a great day.